Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, anime channel, and if you're into anime, Pokemon, collectibles, all that good stuff, you're in the right place. Be sure to subscribe, follow the channel, all that good stuff, no matter if you're watching this on YouTube, listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you found this channel, wherever you found this podcast, be sure to follow because there's new content coming all the time. And also be sure to find me on social media like Instagram, TikTok, all that kind of jazz, and you'll find more content every single day of unboxings, filters, everything to do with Pokemon and anime. I'm all over it. So go find me on TikTok and Instagram and follow me over there as well. This week's episode is all about Pokemon, but specifically Mega Evolution. I feel like Pokemon at the minute is having a super nostalgic kind of moment, and I'm really, really here for it. They're having this kind of moment where they're really focusing on Mega Evolution, which will be the focus of this week's episode. But in Pokemon TCG Pocket, we've had Sun and Moon vibes, we've got Ultra Beast vibes going on at the minute, and there's so much going on. We've got the return of Black and White for the new expansion for Black Bolt and White Flare. I've already done a video on that one, so if you want to find out more about that, go check out my last video. But there's loads more on that. So they're having like a super, super nostalgic kind of turn right now. I really love it when Pokemon return to different generations and really celebrate them in different and new kind of ways. Like with the TCG, the Black Bolt and White Flare is the anniversary collection for Black and White. And I absolutely love that instead of remaking the games, not saying that I wouldn't absolutely love a remake for those games. Pokemon, if you are watching this or listening to this, please make a remake for Black and White. I would absolutely love that. However, I will settle for the Black Bolt and White Flare set for now, at least. But I love that in TCG Pocket, we can really kind of dive back into Alola. We can dive back into Sun and Moon, the Ultra Beast kind of vibe. And all these kind of eras that have been and gone for Pokemon, but I love celebrating them in new and different ways. So I'm so here for the nostalgia train that Pokemon is on right now. With that in mind, this week it's all about Mega Evolution. Now, Mega Evolution is something that is so, so loved by the Pokemon community, me included. And Pokemon right now have got a load of new stuff on the Pokemon Center to kind of celebrate it, and we're seeing the return of Mega Evolution in a big way in both the TCG and Pokemon Legends Z to A, the new game coming on the Switch and Switch 2 systems later in October. So we've got a lot to cover. Let's dive into what Mega Evolution is, when it first came out, and also let's rank them, let's go through what the gimmick is, let's cover everything that Mega Evolution is for Pokemon. Also, just a side note, it is bakingly hot here in the UK, so if I look super shiny or a little bit flustered throughout this episode, it's because I've just come back from the gym, I have literally just had a shower before recording this, and it is bakingly hot in this room. So if this looks a little bit shiny, just bear with me, okay? Because it is bakingly hot. In the UK, we don't have, like, aircon. We just don't have aircon in houses or rooms or basically anywhere, really. So yeah, it is not like in the US. I miss the aircon of the US when I went to Florida. That is the one thing I'll take away from the US. So let's start off super basic with what is Mega Evolution. So Mega Evolution is one of the gimmicks that came out in X and Y generation back in 2013, October 2013 to be specific, and it's a temporary evolution that kind of takes the last tier, like stage 3 evolution for a Pokemon, and really kind of excels it and turns it into like a stage 4. It can change its powers, its typing, its visuals, and its abilities as well. So it completely becomes like a whole new stage of evolution for that Pokemon. Now, not every single Pokemon can Mega Evolution. Not every single Pokemon can Mega Evolve. However, the ones that we do have are beloved by the Pokemon community. And I think when we start seeing more of Pokemon Legends Z to A, we'll start seeing some more Pokemon come through that have a new Mega Evolution introduced. So Mega Evolution, like I've already said, already released in 2013. So it's a quite an old gimmick for the franchise, but it's one that they like to cycle around, and especially now with the new game coming out. It actually first came out in the X and Y generation back on the Nintendo 3DS, and it was the first game to really introduce that 3D kind of sprite and graphic. And it was the first games as well, X and Y were the first games to release simultaneously around the world, both in Japan and in like the western side of the world. So it was super, super a kind of a huge moment for Pokemon to release these games all in one go. at the exact same time. So it was super, super nostalgic. So, well, it is nostalgic now. It was super kind of mind-blowing at the time. And having those 3D graphics and seeing your Pokemon and your characters in this 3D kind of world was wild. It was so, so good. I loved those games. I specifically played Y with Xerneas, the little like deer kind of mythical Pokemon. I absolutely loved that one. As I've got older, I've kind of liked Yveltal a little bit more, I think. However, I always kind of end up going down that blue theme for my games, always. I always end up picking the blue kind of version. So, yeah, I don't know which one you guys picked, but it came out in 2013 simultaneously, and it was part of the generation that launched the 3DS. So a huge milestone for Pokemon at this point, and Mega Evolution really, really became a cornerstone for Pokemon evolution overall. So, for a Pokemon to Mega Evolve, there are some like prerequisites that you have to be able to kind of achieve or have for that kind of be achieved, and it can only happen once per battle. It's a little bit like Terrestrialization now in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. You can only Mega Evolve once per battle, so you have to really pick and choose when you're going to kind of do it. But to Mega Evolve, you must have a Mega Stone for the specific Pokemon that you want to evolve. So it's not only like you have to have one kind of crystal or something like that. You have to have one for that specific Pokemon, and there's a lot for the different types. Then you have to have a keystone, which the wearer has, which is a little bit like a big watch bangle kind of thing. And it's a big rainbow jewel that looks has the little like logo on. I'll put it on the screen. But you'll wear that, and you can kind of like tap it, I guess, like they do in the trailers. And your Pokemon can Mega Evolve if they haven't done so already. So as with any Pokemon generation, there are always some favourites. And with the mechanics and the new look of Mega Evolutions, they were obviously a fan favourite. And they still are to this day. And honestly, I have my favourites. But the most favourites are your, in no particular order, the Charizard ones, X and Y, Mewtwo, X and Y. We've got Garchomp, Lucario, Gengar, and Salamence as well. And people do love Gardevoir as well. Those are like your top favourite ones. Those are always the fan favourites. I think that's because they're a mix of good power, good typing. They're fan favourite Pokemon anyway. So for them to have a super strong Mega Evolution, it goes hand in hand that these will be your favourites for the generation, I guess. But these ones do also have some ability changes as well. So if you're going for more the mechanical side of Pokemon, you really want that kind of advantage in games. These are some where their typing changes. So Lucario, Garchomp, Gengar and Salamence don't actually change their typing, and neither does Mewtwo. However, Mewtwo X does change from Psychic to Fighting Psychic, and Charizard Y has no type change, but Charizard X goes from Fire to Fire Dragon. This is the one chance where Charizard actually gets his Dragon typing, finally, in the Pokemon games. So this one actually had his little dream come true. I don't know why that didn't change with Charizard Y as well. I don't know why that's not a thing. But they did learn Drought and Tough Claws as well. So they did learn a couple new abilities with those typing changes as well. So, Scarlet and Violet, Pokemon Masters EX, I don't think. Sword and Shield did not include Mega Evolution, and even though it's such a popular mechanic and such a popular gimmick, it's not included in those games. I think that's really interesting. I thought we would have seen it in Scarlet and Violet at some point by now, or even introduced some new ones, but I think that could be coming up for Zeta A. But I think we'll introduce some new ones in Zeta A, but we'll pass that in a second. We'll go through those in a second. But obviously, we're talking about this because the new return of the Pokemon TCG version of Mega Evolution, it is returning to the TCG. We've had some little snippets of this in the Pokemon Presents a little while ago, and we've got a new one in July on the 22nd. So we've got some news, and I think some will come out. We've had some kind of snippets. I think we'll see some more about Mega Evolution in the new Pokemon Presents, especially for the new TCG. I think they'll really want to amp that up. Right now, or I think you can get them now, maybe double check, but if you entered MegaCard UK on the Pokemon Center UK website, you could get some free postcards as well. I'll put these up on the screen. And they're cute little illustrations of Mega Evolution, as well as a new Mega Collection that's all like clothing and stuff. I should have worn that for the video, I don't actually know why I'm not. But anyway, I think it needs washing, that might be why. But anyway, I think we'll start to see a lot more coming through from the TCG. Who doesn't love the TCG at this point? It's like the world's hottest commodity right now. So I think we'll start seeing a lot more reveals and a lot more news coming through, potentially even some new Mega Evolved Pokemon to really tie in with the new Z2A game. I think it'll be really clever of them to really kind of work with that and work with the new game and the new TCG at the exact same time. It goes hand in hand, and I think we'll start to see some new Mega Evolutions in the TCG, and that's why they kind of held on to it for now. So I think they're building so much hype around Mega Evolution, so I honestly can't wait. But in the trailers for Z2A, the new game coming on Switch and Switch 2 systems, we've got some confirmed ones because of the trailers that we've seen or the actual box art itself. So we've seen Charizard, we've seen Gengar, we've seen Gardevoir, Lucario, we've got Gyarados, Lopunny, Pidgeot, Ampharos, Absol, and Altaria as well. So we've seen some already powerful Pokemon. One that isn't on that list is Gengar, and I really hope that's in the game. I'm a huge ghost type Pokemon fan, so I really hope that we see Mega Gengar in this game. I really hope so. I am praying that we see him in there. And also Mega Burnett as well. They're featured on the clothing on the new collection, so I can only hope that this really works out and that we see the Mega Evolutions for these Pokemon in the TCG and in the Z2A game as well. I really hope so. There are some potential candidates for new Mega Evolutions as well. So let's dive in. Let's dive in. These can be taken with a pinch of salt. And I know there are so many Pokemon. There's literally over 1,000 Pokemon now. And there's so many candidates for potential new Mega Evolutions. The obviously key ones here are ones that we've not seen, and ones are the starters for the new games. So we've got things like your Totodile, we've got Tepig, and we've got Chikorita, and those are the three new starters for these games, or for this game, this one singular game, for Z2A. These don't have Mega Evolutions at the moment, so it'd be weird and kind of wild for them to not introduce these as Mega Evolutions for the new games. These starters always get the new gimmick. They always kind of set off the new, not the new generation, but the new games, the new titles, with either a new variation. For example, like we had the new variations, the new typings, or new four regional forms, the Hisui forms for Legends last time, of like Rowlet and things like that. So we had so many of those kind of Decidueye, technically. We had those regional forms, and I loved those, by the way. They were so cool. I loved their new forms. So I'm really hoping we'll start to see, or I'd really be surprised if we didn't see them. If we didn't see these have new Mega Evolutions as well. It would be super strange if we didn't. But let's go through some others that could get some new ones as well. So Flygon, we got Flygon, which is always a fan favourite, and I always love Flygon, but it's never really at the top of my list. But Flygon has been a long time fan favourite for Mega Evolution, and a lot of these, actually, to be fair, have fan artwork all the time. But it's often cited as a missed opportunity in previous games. Its unique typing and design make a strong candidate for a new Mega Evolution. We got Zygarde, obviously. Zygarde is one of the new, well, I keep saying new. It's one of the main components of the new game. It's literally in the title, Z2A, and it's even in the typing as well. Even though it did actually get cut off its own box artwork, which is really strange. That makes no sense to me, but hey ho, whatever. But that would be wild if that didn't get a new form. I'm not sure if it'll get a new Mega Evolution. I'm not sure about that because of it being mythical. However, Rayquaza does. Maybe I'm wrong here. I don't know. Maybe. Let me know in the comments. But I'm not sure we'll see a Mega Evolution. I think we'll have a new form for Zygarde. But it could have a Mega as well. Who knows? Who knows? We'll see. We've got Skarmory, and I think Skarmory could be a really cool one, actually. I'm never a big fan of Skarmory, if I'm absolutely honest, hot take. But I think it's a single stage evolution, and I think it could be due. It's due to have a new evolution. So Mega Evolution could be its perfect kind of typing to really kind of take it from that steel type and really give it like super defense stats or something like that. So really enhance that Pokemon because people do love Skarmory, so who knows? Noivern. Now, Noivern, I thought Noivern already had one and it doesn't. So, Noivern, I think that could be really cool with its Dragon Flying typing. So, I think that could be really cool to have a super, almost like a primal version of Noivern. I think that could be really cool. I think they could really play on Mega Evolution this time, side note, I think they could really, really play on the Paradox Pokemon vibe for Mega Evolution as well. I think that could be super, super interesting. I'd love to see how they kind of mix those together, or even if they would, maybe they're going to keep them separate. But interesting, I think they could take some design notes from the past and future and ancient Pokemon. I really bring that through into Mega Evolution. I think that could be really, really cool. So, yeah, why not? But let's do that. I think that could be cool. One that I would absolutely love for them to have, and I don't know why he hasn't got one already, is Mimikyu. I would love Mimikyu to have a mega form, and I know he's got the Gigantamax, he's got the kind of dime, like the VMAX, he's got the different forms for the different parts of the TCG or different parts of the games, and I really, really, I'm holding out for a Mimikyu Mega Evolution. Like, that would be so, so cool. Maybe he gets creepier. Maybe we start to see more of his actual form under the disguise. There's so much we could do with Mimikyu, and he deserves everything we throw at him. He deserves all the love. So, if anyone else is really, really wanting a Mimikyu Mega Evolution, let that Pokemon know. Again, Pokemon, if you're listening to this, if you're watching this, please give him a Mega Evolution. Come on, he really deserves it, and that would be amazing. And also, at the same time, at that same note, Pikachu and Raichu also could have Mega Evolution. Well, technically, it'd be Raichu, I guess. But again, do they already? I don't think they do already. But again, that could be really, really cool. That could be an amazing one. So we've gone through Mega Evolution, we've gone through where it came from, where it's potentially going, and which Pokemon are basically the fan favourites and what we can kind of expect for the Z to A games. I think there's so much more to be uncovered, but let's quickly go through what people think are the rankings. Now, I personally haven't ranked these. I'll do this kind of live with you, I guess. But these are the favourites of what people think are the best Mega Evolutions overall. Oh, this is what ChatGPT said. This is what it said when it ranked them. So we've got Mega Kangaskhan is one of everyone's favourites, which makes sense because it's got the parental bond, so it attacks twice. So from a gimmick and attack perspective, that is super strong. And it's also the little baby Kangaskhan comes out of the little pouch. So from a design perspective, it is amazing. It's so, so cool. So, so simple, but really effective. I think that one is a fan favourite. It's on some of the t-shirts for the Mega Collection, so do check that out. But Mega Rayquaza, obviously, it's a fan favorite, and it's always cool. It's like a black version as well, if it's shiny. So amazing. Mega Salamence, amazing. Mega Lucario, that one is one of my favorite ones. I've over the years I've grown to love Lucario more, and especially in TCG Pocket with the kind of abilities and stuff that you can have in TCG Pocket. I love it from the competitive perspective for Lucario. So I've started to love Lucario more. And its Mega Evolution just looks sick. So, yeah, do you know what? Definitely. If not higher for me than like Rayquaza, I think Lucario, Mega Lucario just looks so good. You've got Mega Metagross as well. Metagross for me is always one of those. Oh, Metacross? Metagross? However people say it. Metagross for me is one of the coolest Pokemon. It's always super nostalgic. I used to love Metagross. And for it to have the Mega kind of vibe to it, Mega Evolution, it is so, so cool. I used to love Mega Metagross, so that one is super high on this list for me personally. I used to love that Pokemon. Metagross specifically, but when it got its Mega, that really, really changed the ball game. Mega Gengar, obviously, super higher up on this list for me. That should be way higher. And Mega Burnett as well. I just love ghost type Pokemon, and no one will ever tell me otherwise that they're not S tier Pokemon. They are epic Pokemon. We've got Mega Scizor, Mega Blaziken, obviously, Mega Altaria, Lupinate, Sableye. Look, there's loads to go through, actually. There's way more on this list than what I actually thought. When I was kind of researching this, I've forgotten about a lot of the Mega Evolutions. So again, that's a good point. I'm really happy that they're returning. I'm glad that they're coming back. Because there's so many I'd forgot about, and so many that I think deserve more limelight. So I can't wait to see how they kind of bring it back. And there's obviously Mega Mawile, Mega Charizard, all the ones we've already kind of mentioned, Mega Garchomp, Mega Mewtwo. There's the fan favourites, okay? There's other ones as well, though, guys. There's other ones. It's not a Mimikyu one, but there are more. But what do you think of Mega Evolution? If you're new to Mega Evolution, let me know what Pokemon you're excited to kind of see get a Mega Evolution. Which ones do you think you'd love to see have a Mega Evolution? There's so many Pokemon, and I think we're going to see so many more return, or not return, be introduced. I think there's so much opportunity for Pokemon to really, really reinvigorate people about Mega Evolution. It's the fan favorite gimmick out of all of them. So I'm super, super excited to see the return. I can't wait to see what the new ones are going to look like. I can't wait to see what the TCG is going to look like. Like, I've got one. Can you see? I see that. This is like the one card I have for Mega Evolution, Mega Venusaur, and it's my favorite card that I have of Venusaur of that kind of generation. So I can't wait to see have more cards like that in a modern way. So I'm super, super excited to see how they're going to look, what are the full arts going to look like. Oh, there's so much they can do for the new Mega Evolution. So I honestly can't wait. Let me know in the comments of your review on the video, wherever you find this. Let me know what Pokemon you'd love to see Mega Evolution for. Let me see, Team Mimikyu, please let me know if you're also wanting a Mega Evolution for Mimikyu. Let me know in my new videos on TikTok, all that good stuff. If you found this video, if you liked it, leave a rating, leave a review. It literally takes seconds and it's free to do. Please do rate and review the podcast. It really, really does support the show. It really, really helps it reach new audiences and reach more people like us that like Pokemon, and really, really help bring the show to a new audience, guys. It really, really does support the show. So thank you so much for watching. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss new episodes as well, new videos. I'm trying to do them a little bit more consistent, but it's been a little bit more difficult right now. But I've got some lined up, so you've got some good stuff to stay tuned. Thank you so much, guys, for joining me on today's episode. Enjoy your Pokemon adventures, no matter what you're doing. Enjoy your anime if you're watching a lot of anime. I really need to catch up on a lot of mine. Thank you so much, guys, and enjoy. See you later, bye bye. So this is my upgraded new Ghost Binder from Vault X. It's actually the SV6 one, but it's purple and makes sense to be the Ghost type binder. So here's a little sneak peek. There'll be more of this on TikTok, so do go check that out. But so far, there is so much space to add so many new ghosties into that one. So do check my videos out on there. And also with Vault X, that's my new affiliate that we've been working on as well. So you can save 10% on your order at vaultx.com and save 10% on your entire order with code CHIBBYWEEB. So put that code into your checkout, save 10%, and let them know that I sent you over there with the code CHIBBYWEEB. You get 10% off everything on the store. So protect everything in your collection with the code CHIBBYWEEB on vaultx.com.